You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Martina Castro.
And I'm Ben Trefney. Books like Lean In and Getting to 50-50 have been criticized for focusing on a very traditionally defined family. They speak to straight couples who are assumed to hold or to want professional jobs. But finding balance is a challenge in all families. Parents want to spend time with their kids, and most people have to work. We were curious about how some local families find that balance.
So first, let's meet Lupita Espinosa. She lives in San Francisco, and like any mom, she's chasing toddlers, wiping noses, pushing strollers, making grilled cheese sandwiches. But not just for her own kids. She's a professional nanny, so this is essentially her job description. KALW's Lila Day tells us how she makes her job work for her.
Lupita Espinosa can often be seen pushing a stroller up one of those steep San Francisco hills that many of us try to avoid. She can't avoid it, though. It's the way to work.
This job, I really like it. I enjoy it. I like to bring the kids, and I help the kids with their development to understand and try to teach them something. And also, it's very flexible. Probably I'm very lucky that I have a very nice family, so they're always being very flexible with me.
She looks after two children at once, both three-year-olds, a girl and a boy. Today, she's taking them to Presida Park, near their house, to play in the sandbox. She's steadying a stroller with one hand, holding the girl's hand with the other. Lupita is the little girl's nanny. The little boy is her son, Orlando. She brings him along while she works. Since her own child is getting some of her attention, the girl's parents pay her less than they might otherwise.
For one child, regular is around 17. All depends your experience, but yeah, it's 17 or 18. But I'm bringing my son, I get like a sharing. I start with $12, just because I bring my child.
Lupita works 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week. Her time off normally depends on when the family she's working for is going on vacation. Most days, she finishes work around 1:30. Then she runs errands, cleans the house, and shuttles the kids to and from their activities. Each week, they have ballet, piano classes, Chinese school, English tutoring, martial arts, and more. By around 5 p.m., she's usually home and pulling dinner together. Maybe fish or beans and rice. Tonight, there's no time for cooking. So she asked her husband, her mom Matias, to grab some takeout. Her 13-year-old stepson is at his mom's house, so it's just her, her mom, and the two kids. That's Herman explaining to Orlando that it's tofu in his miso soup, not cheese. Herman works as an electrician, sometimes 60 hours a week.
In Mexico, the guy or the head of the family is the guy, is always who provides, who protects. And I feel that way with my family because I protect them, I bring them the best I can. I try to have them live comfortably, and all this stuff. I try them to have fun, to enjoy life, to vacations, all this stuff. And I still don't think that it disappoints me that way because I think I'm doing my best, and it's not good enough.
He won't stop her, but he actually would prefer Lupita didn't work at all. Lupita disagrees. She likes working. And once her son is older, she wants to work more. But she says that can't happen if she's responsible for all the housework, too.
Yeah, he works a lot, so he doesn't have a time to help me. I do everything for my kids, and I do everything is about my house, cleaning, do laundry, cooking. So I do all of myself. Sometimes I get tired. Obviously, I want to have a break.
Herman and Lupita are sitting side by side at the dinner table. They aren't looking at each other much as they talk about how things could be more even in their house.
I think we're doing good because we spend time with the kids, spend time as a couple. We do activities together. We don't always agree on something, but that's life.
Of course, part of the reason Herman makes more money is that Lupita's deliberately chosen part-time work with flexible hours. She was a nurse when she lived in Mexico, but she says her priorities shifted when her kids were born.
Being a nanny is very flexible because I can find very easy a part-time and I can be with my kids. But especially for my kids, if I didn't have a kids, I don't care. You know, I just go and that's a matter if you're going to work full-time or not. But I'm thinking more about my kids for now because they're very young. They're very young.
After dinner, Lupita clears the plates from the table, washes the dishes and throws the disposable chopsticks into the trash. It's 7 o'clock, almost time for the kids to go to bed. But she and her mom keep talking. And
it really gets me sometimes when I talk about it because...
You get mad.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
They try to work through these differences. They go to marriage counseling every few weeks, and they make sure to schedule a monthly date night. Maybe go dancing, see a movie or dinner. And with everything else going on in their house, it's just enough time.
I get really tired at work, and I have no energy to come home and help. But I was just thinking today, initially, I meant to get you flowers, but I couldn't. I'll do my best.
Lupita looks at Herman now as if she's worried she hurt his feelings. She smiles and looks down.
But yeah, he tries, I guess.
After the dishes are put away, Lupita gives the kids a bath and tucks them in. Tomorrow, Herman will wake up early for work. Lupita will make breakfast and take their daughter Elsie to school. Then she and Orlando will make their way to the Bernal Heights neighborhood, where she's easy to spot, smiling often, calling the children mi amor and pushing a stroller up or down the hill. In San Francisco, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.